The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's pick the games this weekend, shall we? Give me my music, Schultzy. Here's how we did, by the way, last week. So I wasn't going to do this, and then that's a good point. We should just pick all the conference championship games.
Yeah, we don't have as many peepees.
Because there's only one. Yeah, it's only the Oregon game, technically, with the segment. Last week, I went 3-0, hit on Oregon State, Wyoming, and Oregon.
I don't think I did very well.
You went 2-1, you hit on Wyoming, and you hit on the Ducks. We all three took Oregon. They covered.
Yeah.
But you took Boise State. You didn't have faith in your guys. They did cover.
Well, and I was off. I felt good at the beginning of that game, and then it was like,
it was 14-0 right out of the gate. You're like, all right, they're going to get blown out. Swag did hit on Oregon State. He took the Cougs at home. They were 17-point favorite at home against Wyoming and lost outright. We all hit on
Oregon. Fans in a weird spot right now.
So season standing, Sprague, you're still in first, 26-17. I'm now in second at 24-19, and then Swag's at 23-20.
Okay.
We'll start tonight in Boise. They don't know where it is on the map. We don't know where it is on the map, but they're hosting UNLV. They're favored by 4.5 at home.
I'm going to take the Running Rebels plus the 4.5. I do think there's an element of Boise has kind of just been like, hey, get us to this moment.
Okay.
I think that's looming. Like Wyoming, they won the game. It was close. They won the game. Oregon State, they won the game. But I'm going to have to take more than a field goal, and I'm getting over 4.5 with a hook. I'm going to have to just outright on principle take the Fighting Barry Odoms here.
Okay, Schultzy, who do you like tonight?
Man, it's like a toughie, but it's not. I'm just going to go with Boise State, hoping, you know, that Janty, even though he's banged up, he's going to show up because it's a conference championship game.
He's still running really good.
Yeah, man. We're going to see that fourth gear from him that really talented players show. I do think he'll still run for two tutties. And frankly, Boise State can cover this game.
The only bummer is it's not going to snow tonight. That sucks. It's going to be cold, but it's not going to snow. Should be noted, in the first time that they played, they did a really good job against Janty. He had 33 carries for 128 yards, which I know, like, hey, that's still a great game. For him, that's not great from what the numbers. That's low for Janty and what he'd been doing most of the year. Mm-hmm. And 33 carries for 128, that's not a great yard per carry, and that's what he's been dominant in all season. To me, it's a lot of points. I don't think Boise State, I think some of the shine's come off of them in the last month and a half or so for me. This was a tight competitive game the first time that they played. Could have gone either way. I think it's the same thing tonight. You're giving me 4.5. I'll take the 4.5. Give me UNLV. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9 a.m., Iowa State, the Fighting Matt Campbells, taking on Kenny Dillingham, Dilly Dilly. He's got guys at his wedding.
Guys at my wedding.
ASU favored by 1.5.
This is a tough one, man. Iowa State's a really good running team as well. Arizona State's reputation is kind of that, right? Scataboo.
I know you want to do it. Do it. You do want to do it.
I do want to do it.
You want to do it. You do it.
I do it.
Do it.
He's got a dog mentality.
Iowa State.
This team fights.
Wow.
I want him to win.
Heel turn.
Campbell's a great coach. That team's good. They're weird, but they're good.
Yeah.
They salvaged some of that. They got themselves to this spot.
I feel like a lot of people are just saying, oh, ASU's going to be like that.
It kind of feels like it's a foregone.
Dude, it's a one-point spread. Yeah. It's a toss-up game.
If they limit Scataboo, and Sam Levitt, local product,
yeah,
can he win the game for them? I don't know. I've seen Campbell's teams do this, so I'm gonna take Iowa State.
Okay, Schultzy?
I'm going the opposite way. I'm going with Arizona State's momentum. They won, what, 5 in a row to close the season leading up to this conference championship
Good rush
game.
Defense, too, by the way. Second in the Big 12 this year. They're only giving up 116 a game.
You're not wrong. And Iowa State, I believe they lost to Texas Tech, lost to Kansas earlier in the year. I think Arizona State is better than both of those teams. So today, yeah, I get it's a championship game, but let's go Arizona State to cover the 2. I know it's a pick'em, but that's just such a low number. Yeah. I take it to cover.
There is a Levitt local story in this game. There's also an Iowa State local story. Brandon Piatzik is one of the best athletes in PIL history, a good buddy of mine. He's on the Iowa State staff in this game. Because of that, give me the Cyclones, Bam. Next up.
You teed that up like you were citing a player.
He's on the staff. Local story. PIL kid on the Iowa State staff.
I love that that's the same level as the starting quarterback.
That is to me, damn it. You got any friends on the Arizona State staff? Didn't think
so. I do. Kenny Dillingham.
Okay. Texas and Georgia, 1 o'clock on ABC.
Oh, this is going to be
Texas favored by 2.5.
I'm taking the Longhorns here. I'm going to zag. Everybody's going to take Georgia. They saw the first game. I totally get it. You know where I'm at on Carson Beck, and I know Quinn Ewers was a struggle bus in that game, and this is basically a home game, by the way, for Georgia, which is probably fair because they beat Texas in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Fighting Longhorns, the Fighting Sarks. I think they do it, and I'll take sub a field goal.
Okay. Schultz? Oh,
man, this is tough. Probably the toughest one on the schedule for me. I want to go with Texas because they got the best defense in the nation, hands down. But, God, Georgia has been pretty good at, you know, at points on defense this season, too.
Do it. Oh, geez.
Come on.
Nah, I'm going to go Texas. Just to win straight up, though, I think it'll be a last-second field goal type of game.
I will take... Kirby Smart in a big game. Not going to bet against Kirby Smart in a big game.
The honeymoon's over.
Not for him, it's not. They put him into a blender offensively when they played in Austin. I don't trust Texas's offense. I certainly don't love Carson Beck in this game. I think low-scoring and ugly. But I will take Georgia to cover the 2.5. I think they win the game outright. 5 o'clock. We'll save Oregon for last. Let's go to the ACC title game, which everybody is thrilled about. Clemson and SMU. Let me double-check the line on this game. It is SMU minus 2.5, 5 o'clock on ABC.
I hate who I have to pick here. The orange team. I'm not going to say his name.
Going Clemson, huh?
That goober's going to be in the playoff.
He's going to be in the playoff.
I told you my
he
way
had a quote the other
right
day,
way.
Said, hey, I was the first ever 15-0 champ. Maybe I'll be the first ever 3-loss champ.
Nope. They're not winning a playoff game.
Schultzy?
I mean, I like SMU in this. They swept their ACC schedule, did they not?
They did. They're 9-0
like
in conference play.
They are the better team in this matchup.
I'm rooting for them.
And me too. Their only loss was to BYU earlier in the season.
Yep.
Arizona State barely beat BYU. Like, this is a good team in SMU. I'm going to pick them, and I'm going to pick them to cover.
Yeah. I'm going to take Clemson as well. I think they're the better team. I think SMU has benefited from a very fortunate and easy schedule this year.
Yeah.
Clemson's not great, but the conference sucks. I think they're going to win it. That would be unfortunate. Last but not least, 5 o'clock right here on The Fan, Oregon, Penn State, the line 3.5.
Quack, quack, Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, quack.
Okay. Schultzy?
I already know
you locked in your big bet on the Ducks.
And I'm about to put more money on it. Like, I'm wondering, I'm hearing some
You can open the bet and then be like, I'm going to add more to
this.
No, it's still sitting at the same line. And
you have a bookie, you can actually do that.
Oh, no, thank you.
Add
no.
50 spot,
but there is sharp money going on Penn State right now, so might throw some if the line moves down to 3.
Becoming
well.
A trendy pick, Penn State is
apparently something that the sharp money thinks
that hook
Penn
is
State
big for people. Oregon's had some close games; they have lows. Yeah,
I mean the Packers was a favorite for the sharps last night, and then it ended up closing at 3. It was 3.5 all week. So if you liked him at 3.5, you won that bet last night, but closed at 3.